Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's been called the Obi-Wan Kenobi of small business.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. Now that's a name I've not heard in a long time.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Having a great, we're about to have a great visit with our good friend Leo Haviland. Leo has been a great member of our Brain Trust now for a half a dozen years. He's Wall Street analyst extraordinaire. He worked on Wall Street for a number of years. Now he's escaped and he's become a great analyst and an essayist. His writing informs many people, including me. He's the author of Words on the Street, and he's our good friend. Leo, welcome back.
Jim, thanks very much. It's an honor to be on your excellent show.
Thank you, Leo. We're glad you're here. So, Leo, the big news today is that we seem to have put or are about to put the bow on at least the a version of a USMCA, a replacement for NAFTA, a North American trade agreement between Canada, U.S., and Mexico, simultaneous with doing the same thing with China. Now, what a lot of people don't realize is that the North America trade deal is potentially, I think, it may be as much as three times bigger than the China deal. What do you think?
You make an excellent point, particularly given all the manufacturing tied into autos and the pharmaceuticals and the labor issues in the North American deal. Probably because of the size of China and the contentiousness of the relationship between the U.S. and China in recent years, China's getting the headlines. But you're wise to underline how significant any kind of deal and certainly the relations involving Mexico and Canada are for our country.
Well over $1 trillion. Those the trade across those two borders, and we don't have to get on a boat to do it, right? I mean, it's not. It doesn't. There are no. We don't say a slow boat from Mexico, do we? We just wave the truck through, right? And it's over $1 trillion.
When you look at the trading relationships like size for the United States, Canada and Mexico combined are slightly larger than China within our trade weighted dollar.
Yeah. So what do you think about, do you have an opinion about the USMCA deal that was passed? Some people are saying that it was too fraught with politics, that the impeachment process and trying to get a deal done for political reasons, President Trump gave up too much to the Democrats. What do you think about the quality of the USMCA deal that appears to be coming at us?
The effort to provide worker protection in Mexico and to increase the percentage of the goods made having, say, a North American content, and raising wages for the percentages of the products, at least many of the products that are coming in, seem good. But unfortunately, the amount of effort and political capital that was spent on creating this agreement with Canada and Mexico, I'm not sure that it generated a major improvement over the prior deal.
Mm-hmm.
And also that the changes, although important, probably won't be that dramatic for an improvement of the relationship. And lastly, there's still a loose end on, looking at the newspaper today, whether that deal is actually finally going to go through. It looks close.
Yeah. Isn't one of the benefits of the USMCA? Isn't one of the benefits that they are addressing technology, whereas the internet was most people didn't know the internet existed when NAFTA was signed, and with all the crypto issues and cybersecurity, isn't that something that's part of this deal that will be beneficial?
You're right. Good point.
So we hope that will happen, and I wonder if we'll look back and they won't in this deal. And I'm not an expert in this deal, Leo. You're a lot more expert on it than I am. But I wonder if we'll look back on this deal, and some of those things that I don't particularly like could have the benefit, the implication of minimizing illegal immigration into the United States. It'll keep people at home. What do you think?
The quality of life in the United States still seems a lot more attractive than the quality of life for much of Mexico.
Yeah.
It probably won't mitigate it that much. And, of course, the Canadians are pretty happy where they are.
Yeah, I think they're pretty happy. Hey, hold on to that thought, Leo. We're going to come back after the break with Leo Haviland, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to talk about currency, including crypto. 20 Tales, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.